Sindriel Aldebaran, a mystical planet that breeds enlightenment, doorway to Teyagata. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. My name is Marie Swaru. The images were chosen very carefully by me, and are very close to how the planet really looks like. As I've always said, spiritual evolution and enlightenment do not depend on where the subject is, as it is an internal process. In all matters of the spirit, you are the entire universe, and the entire universe is within you, and even the principle of non-locality applies here more than ever, as everything that has to do with consciousness, as the primordial creator of everything, and it is outside all concepts of distance, space, and time. Enlightenment does not depend on where you are, or on your surroundings, but on who you are and your thoughts as well as the level of awareness you have developed. In other words, you can achieve enlightenment in a garbage dump. And all those people who seek to find themselves, therefore enlightenment as it is related, who go to India or Nepal among other places, are mostly looking for guidance, although they too know something else, to be in your physical body living and surrounded by a high-frequency environment, with like-minded people and where there is silence, peace and tranquility helps a lot with introspection. You can achieve enlightenment in a small room, full of mosquitoes bothering you, and with a noisy city street outside, full of family problems and with your neighbors constantly yelling at each other, all in a hot and humid place, but it is a lot harder. And from the bigger picture, that is exactly what Earth is, a noisy place where you are hardly ever left alone to contemplate your thoughts. Therefore, Earth is considered to be one of the hardest places, if not the hardest place to incarnate on. Yet friction and hardship also propitiate enlightenment, even as an escape, or a coping mechanism, where your inability to control your outside world, its inability to fulfill the needs of your soul, forces you to look inwards, to seek your existential answers within yourself. Although enlightenment as such is a subject for another video coming up soon, I must say that in my opinion, and in my experience, enlightenment is a state of awareness, self-awareness, where there has been a full dissolution of the ego self, where everything that exists is fully taken in as part of yourself, and most importantly, where you suddenly realize that enlightenment as such can never be achieved, at least while in a body with an identity. And that's not enlightenment either, because you cannot even define enlightenment, but I digress. Planet Sindriel Aldebaran is one of those places which propitiate the enlightenment process, and very well. Sindriel is the second planet orbiting the orange giant Aldebaran, also called Alpha Tauri, which is the brightest star in the Tauro constellation, some 65 light-years away from Earth. It is also known as the Eye of the Bull. It is huge, roughly 44 times bigger than Sol 13, the star that the Earth orbits here, and it is the 14th brightest star in the night sky as seen from Earth, with a luminosity 153 times Earth's sun, in white light and 518 times brighter in radiation index, multiple wavelengths, and it has a very small white dwarf star orbiting it, as a far companion. It is not considered part of the Hyades star cluster as it is a lot closer to Earth, but it is in that general direction, and it is also known as the follower, as it rises just after the Pleiades star cluster. Its representation as a bull is related to the Greek myth of Zeus, who assumed the form of a bull to abduct Europa. Aldebaran is so massive that it attracts interstellar components, which form a dense small nebula around it, which serves as a lens, or as a filter for its radiation and is responsible for much of its reddish color. As a star, Aldebaran is of an extremely high existential frequency, and as it is so massive, the whole area where it is, lies immersed in its dominant positive vibration. In the perfect habitable distance to such a massive star, we find a four-member planetary system, and Sindriel is the second planet of it. Sindriel is a desert planet, an alien world, where many things are not what they look like, from our points of view based on our experiences elsewhere. Its general appearance is that of a hostile place, so dry no life can exist there, and constantly bombarded by Aldebaran's immense and implacable radiation. But that high radiation index, far from cooking everything, is actually of such high frequency that it elevates the existential vibration of the entire planet in such a way that the radiation becomes harmless to life, and even propitiates it. Another factor here is that the nebula which Aldebaran generates around itself filters much, if not all, the harmful lower frequency radiation waves. What is important is the frequency of the radiation, not the amount or the volume of it. Radiation as such heavily depends on its frequency, and in the case of Aldebaran, it can be classified as super high to the point where it is considered to belong to another much higher existential density, yet it can be reached by Starship. Although Sindriel at first looks like a lifeless desert planet, when you look closely you can see that it is in reality boiling with life, yet not exactly as we know it. For example, it is full of plants, but their chlorophyll is red, yellow, and orange, which from afar gives us the impression of being dry, or of not having any plants at all. The place is full of sweet water pockets all over the planet, most just under the surface, or in the extremely numerous large caverns under its mountains, which are very porous, much like a Gruyere cheese, so there is no shortage of water as there are numerous small lakes with drinkable water all over the landscape. The temperatures there rarely go higher than 40 degrees Celsius, or 104 degrees Fahrenheit at its maximum, with a comfortable planetary average of 22 degrees Celsius or 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit, although it can go a lot lower at times, or in certain areas of the planet, and its gravity index is 0.75 gravity index, making everything weigh there 25% less than on Earth, with its big health benefits, especially to our cardiovascular system, and its oxygen content is high but in a safe range. Aldebaran is so bright that there is no night as such on planet Sindriel. It only oscillates between full sunlight and shadow twilight, much as at dawn on Earth, forcing all the creatures and people to look for darkness underground in its numerous caverns, yet its sunlight doesn't burn Lyrian skin, as its harmful radiation index is much lower than the Earth's sun. It looks like everything there is out to kill you. Everything looks hostile to our external interpretation or point of view based on our experience elsewhere, yet there are hardly any things, plants or animals there that can harm us. The biggest danger there would be to fall off a cliff, but that is if you are being clumsy and careless. There are no predators, and no parasites there, as all plants and animals work in perfect symbiosis. Even plants look hostile to us, as they are apparently full of thorns and pointed sharp parts, yet they are all soft to the touch and incapable of penetrating human skin. Many species of plants levitate because of their high magnetic content reacting to the planet's magnetic rocks below in those areas, and they take their humidity from the water vapor coming from the subterranean hot spots that abound all over the planet, yet Sindriel is very geologically stable. Those plants are taken by the wind as they float around those high magnetic areas, creating an amazing scene, with a strong mystical and unreal feeling. The planet's vastness of endless deserts prompts a strong feeling of being very small in the hearts of the visitors. The heart-pounding silence there propitiates introspection, and the ghostly red scenes there easily bring water to your eyes. The whole place provokes strong emotional reactions of joy and peacefulness in the hearts and souls of those who visit the planet. One of the most impressive moments is when at dawn Aldebaran rises from the desert horizon. It is so huge that it covers nearly all of it, from left to right, and all you can see in that direction is a huge orange solar disk rising from the tilted mountain rocks afar. Yet Aldebaran is of such a high frequency, and as it is so heavily filtered, first by its nebula and then by Sindriel's atmosphere, you can see it with the naked eye with no problems. Aldebaran is a soft, peaceful high-frequency giant, incapable of harming biological life. Its heat covers you in an etheric warm blanket, while the whole place elevates your spirit, and breeds introspection and well-being. Sindriel is inhabited by higher-density light beings, many call Omali, who only take shape or form when they want to be seen, or when they want to interact with someone like us. You may be found by them while walking in the silent desert in twilight, and you may have a life-changing telepathic communication event with them. But they may come up to you only mentally, with you not even knowing that they are opening your mind to higher awareness, or as anything they feel you want to see them as. As a talking bush, as an animal, as a plant or a rock, as well as a humanoid figure of pure light. Encounters with these beings are always life-changing in very positive ways because you end up understanding yourself with a clarity you have never before thought could even exist, and as you understand yourself, you understand the universe, as it is nothing other than your own reflection. All toxic concepts of ego and self-preservation evaporate there, as there is such a feeling of calmness and safety that simply dissolves all fears away. Your attachments fade away as you feel integrated into the universe at large, and in many ways you are destroyed as such, achieving in life an assimilation with the great everything, where you no longer can relate to your old identity, as it becomes too small for who you truly understand yourself to be. The place is of such high frequency that it transports you to higher densities of existence, feeling so much love, acceptance, and integration there, that many do not wish to return from. Many people and creatures of all races stay there, never returning, never leaving the planet, never to be seen nor found again, vividly dissolving into the ethers of higher densities, body and all. This place has been visited for a long time by people and creatures of all races who seek enlightenment, who seek to find themselves, and who seek answers to the time-old question of who we are and why we exist. Sindriel has been the only Tejetan colony outside the Pleiades star cluster for a long time, and can be visited as a tourist destination, but with the only restriction of respecting the place and its inhabitants, so as not to disturb its superb life balance. There is only one city and starport as such, with 80% of it underground, and 20% of it integrated into the high massive red rock, slanted cliffs of Sindriel. Mountains there tend to be set at an angle, all in one direction, and many create immense overhanging cliffs that look incredibly intimidating as you strongly feel the whole mountain will fall on you. You look up and there is a mountain over your head, hundreds of meters above, where you are walking in the desert. You feel like an ant, about to be stepped on by a massive red rock boot. This prompts in you a strong feeling of being incredibly small, of humbleness, and of safety when you realize nothing there can ever harm you. But even this place is not void of its problems, although they can only be seen as problems when observing them with the mentality of an outsider. For example, from that limited point of view, Sindriel has caused countless people and creatures of all races to disappear there without a trace, and although it is widely known what really happens to all those people, as they have achieved full enlightenment, this may obviously be a problem for their families and loved ones. However, If someone left with full peace of mind, as would be expected, then there shouldn't be any problem. Another problem is that the high frequency and existential vibration value of the planet, and even of the general area in space, is so high that it creates a very strong temporal shift or temporal anomaly, which desynchronizes everything there with the rest of the spacetime of average interstellar space, leaving Sindriel with its own particular concept and value of time which does not correspond to what, or to how we perceive it from outside this area. An hour can be a week for someone in the Pleiades star cluster, or a month or more for someone on Earth. The problem is that it cannot even be calculated accurately, as it is not a constant, and it shifts all the time depending on who is attempting to calculate it. This creates a problem when visiting Sindriel, because it is impossible to calculate how long you will be there, making traveling there a very big deal, and something to consider very carefully, as you may meet with the destruction of your identity and of your ego self there. And even the Taygetan colonists there, those who inhabit the planet, are not normal Taygetans. They are more like four light beings who choose to still incarnate in a Lyrian, human-looking biological body, which never gets old, and never is sick there. Even the values of life and death change in Sindriel, becoming only philosophical concepts and not hard reality. As said, even time loses its grip and its teeth there. As usual, humans and their dark cabal have always wanted to set foot there, to conquer and to use Sindriel to gain knowledge and power. One of the latest attempts, but not the last, to invade Sindriel was during the Second World War, when the Nazis tried to travel there using their secret Hornabu flying saucers. But, without needing to go into much detail about why they couldn't invade Sindriel, it is easy to see that its overall high frequency protected it as a whole, making the planet simply not compatible with a hostile invasion. And neither is it compatible with attempting to travel there using artificial portals, such as those in the jump rooms the cabal on Earth uses so much. The frequency needed to go to Sindriel is simply too high to be emulated by those machines, so there is no frequency match, and with no frequency match, there is no traveling there. The only way to access the planet is through a starship, directly flying towards it, letting the entire surrounding area of space gradually change the existential frequency of the ship and everyone inside it. I enjoyed writing about Sindriel very much. I wrote while in a dissociative meditative trance, or so I felt, and I hope you enjoyed today's subject as well. Thank you for watching my video and for liking and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. Be very well and take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.